Hello and welcome to the latest DLRP Roundup. My name's Graham and we're going to walk through the latest news from Disneyland Paris. So, three pieces of news today on our daily podcast. I call it a daily podcast because that is my aim now, to do a daily podcast and put up on YouTube as well, so we will soon see. The first piece of news that I'm bringing you today is the Phantom Manor. So, while everybody's been speculating that this is ready to reopen, and because people are getting a little bit antsy because it was supposed to open in fall last year but then didn't, people are getting a little bit concerned it was never going to reopen. However, we have the first piece of news that tells us that the reopening may be sooner than we think. And that is that Spirit Photography, which is the photo booth that sits in front of the Phantom Manor and has been there and fairly well received, I should say, is going to close on the 23rd of April 2019. So, you've only got a chance to use Spirit Photography up till the 23rd of April 2019. I must say, though, that there has been a little bit of a kickback by lots of people because it's barely staffed. It's not something that's staffed entirely. It fairly runs itself and only needs a little bit of attendance. But what they've found is a lot of people love it. A lot of people love these pictures. Now, only Disneyland Paris will know how many they're selling and whether it's profitable or not to do it. So, Disneyland Paris will obviously make the call on whether or not it stays open, but a lot of people would quite like the Spirit Photography thing. They think it's a fantastic little extraordinary spectral camera, and they think it should stay. It goes on the 23rd of April 2019, and it says it'll be gone forever. Hopefully not. The Phantom Manor, however, will reopen during spring 2019. Now the question is, when is spring 2019? When are you going to define in spring 2019? When is it going to reopen? We do not know. So I don't want to quote from that. The second piece of news, and probably what you're here for, is the fact that Halloween has been announced in Disneyland Paris again. Now this is by itself no surprise because the Halloween party happens every year in Disneyland Paris. However, this year we specially have 2 days. So the Halloween party in the Disneyland park will run on 2 distinct days. And that is one up on last year and is probably the start of what we were saying in a previous podcast on a review of Halloween, that there should be more than one event because it was packed and people love it and people struggle for tickets. Now, Disneyland Paris have now announced that there's going to be one on October 26th, which is the Saturday preceding Halloween. And then there's another one on the 31st. Which is Halloween, obviously. Both parties will, as I have been told, be identical. They are the same party and will have the same timings and everything like that. They run from 8 o'clock till 2 a.m. They are a fantastic party. You can see our review, you can get our preamble, you can see our videos on YouTube, DLRPR on YouTube, and you can certainly see our commentary on Twitter. They have said, at night, Halloween redoubles the surprises. Do you dare to face the Disney village? Enjoy access to some attractions, nasty festive shows, and unforgettable encounters with the Disney villains. The imagery that I'm going to pop up on the screen on our YouTube video is going to be Disneyland Paris Soiree Halloween, which is the 26th and 31st of October, as I've said. It features on the image a dark picture of Sleeping Beauty Castle with some bats coming out. It certainly looks really dark and really gloomy with a full moon in the sky. You have on the left, you have Jafar and Iago. You have Maleficent on the right with her raven. And in the centre, and for playing the big time this time, we have Queen Ursula. And she seems to be wrapping herself around and taking over the castle. So that is the imagery. And we now know it's for two days instead of just the 1 day, which is fantastic, actually. Because it being on 2 days gives you a bigger opportunity to go and see it, and certainly some people struggle to get there kind of for the 31st. Some people with their jobs and things struggle because the 31st moves, it's not always a weekend. So by them adding a weekend, I'm pretty sure the 26th party will be very, very busy because it's a Saturday, and I'm pretty sure the 31st will be busy because it's Halloween. And certainly in previous times, I've known a lot of hotel guests didn't know the Halloween party was going on until they were in Disneyland Paris and couldn't get tickets. So this is now going to solve that problem. This is absolutely going to solve that situation. So Halloween runs twice in the main park, and I absolutely speculate that the two will go absolutely phenomenally well. And once the two of them go phenomenally well, I reckon there'll be even more. I reckon this is not the end. I reckon this is only the beginning. The last piece of news we bring is on Hip Hop Live, which is a private event that is happening in Disneyland Paris, held by the new Disneyland Paris events team, which you can hear about on one of our previous podcasts, or you can watch it on the YouTube video, I'm sure. So there's going to be hip-hop artists, singers, street artists, dancers, beatboxers, DJs, showing off hip-hop culture and having two great concerts. So these are huge French hip-hop artists of the moment, I'm told. Again, I'm not the sort of person who knows very much about French hip-hop, so we'll just have to go with it. And on the two nights, which is Friday the 7th of June and Saturday the 8th of June, there is going to be six artists on Friday, which is Daju, Abu Dibing, Franglish, Kiblack, Black M and Berry Wham. No idea who any of them are. Not an absolute Scooby-Doo. On the Saturday, there's going to be five artists, which is Gims, Veggie Dream, Still Fresh, Pre-Noir and Marwa Loud. Again, no idea. Absolutely no idea. So you've got all those artists that are playing, and then you certainly have things for people to do. So there's going to be a parade, Mixed the Sound of Hip-Hop, which I'm going to be really happy to see a video of. I don't think I'm going to be there for the hip-hop event, so that's a shame. I'm not going to get to see this live, but it's got the Disney characters, dancers in a party atmosphere led by a DJ Anais B. Guests can also be expected to be marvelled by the very first digital freestyle performance featuring major street artist Comer OBK and his collective, who are going to cover the Tower of Terror in digital graffiti. And the famous DJs Cut Killer and Dirty Swift will clash during an epic DJ battle. Again, I don't even know the music. I don't know any of these people. I feel really left out. I do really feel left out of this. And they are going to cover the Tower of Terror. Certainly because it's Walt Disney Studios Park. And the tickets are available now in DisneylandParis.co.uk. They're going to take over the Tower of Terror and cover it in graffiti. It sounds good, but it's probably the one that I'm least interested in, if I've got to be honest. I'm more interested in Halloween. I'm more interested in just about every other event that's happening this year, but I know nothing about hip-hop. So it's like the jazz festival. I'm kind of not a jazz person, but everybody else is going wild for it. So it's probably a case of that. So that's the three pieces of news. Spirit Photography closing, Halloween having two nights, and hip-hop. We've got the lineup now. So that's been your roundup. I've been Graham. Catch you tomorrow. Goodbye.